Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis and I have my buddy Linda Tams here. She is the advertising chair for the 13th annual Greek and Middle Eastern Festival coming up on September 7th and 8th in Rohnert Park. It's going to be so much fun. Yes. Hi, Linda.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me again.
Of course. So for those who are not familiar with the festival, where does it happen?
So this festival actually happens in the parking lot of our church in Rohnert Park at 7311 College View Drive.
Okay.
So you'll see signs everywhere and there'll be people directing people. So.
All right. Nice. How much does it cost to attend?
Free.
It's free.
It's like, woohoo!
Exactly. There are not many free things in life. This is one of those things that you can attend. And it is perfect for the whole family. What kinds of things do you have, say, for the young kids?
So we do have, you know, the game truck. We have a kids' corner. And that's where they can create some of their own little crafts, as well as buy candy.
Yes.
Which is always important. And ice cream. And then, And then we've got other things that are more entertaining for the kids, too.
Right. Now, you said the game truck. You can't just say game truck and not explain what this is, because it's pretty dang cool.
It's like a whole nother world. You go, I mean, I've got my three sons who go in there and spend hours, and then I think they're missing, and I realize they're in the game truck. So it's something where you go in, you sit down, and you get the full experience, and then you are in there, and you're competing with other people there, depending on what games. I mean, I don't play these games.
But they're video games.
Yes. Okay. These teenage boys do, like the Xbox, the 360. Whatever the other ones are called. But yes. And it's pretty, like, high tech.
It looks amazing. If you look up St. George's Greek and Middle Eastern Festival, you'll be able to see some pictures. And there is a picture inside of the game track. This is very high tech. Cushy chairs. They can sit around.
They don't want to leave, and it's air conditioned.
Oh my gosh. Pretty amazing. Yes. So definitely, if you have teenagers, if you have kids, even adults, I guess you could push a kid out of the way and play some video games for a little bit. That is certainly a lot of fun. But it is great to experience the Greek and Middle Eastern culture.
Yes.
So how does that come into play in the festival?
So we have many activities that do happen throughout the festival, besides eating the amazing food that's going to obviously get you back into the Middle Eastern Greek culture, is we do have, you know, DJs that are playing Greek music. We also have a live singer there that's also going to be singing us some great songs and people dancing. We do have some folk dancing as well, so people can get in and dance with them and learn how to do some of these traditional Greek and Middle Eastern dances. So that's also entertaining. You can just come in, grab a coffee or dessert, and then just kind of hang out and watch this happen. It's amazing.
Yeah, so cool. And that's got to be really exciting for your church and your community to be able to keep those kinds of traditions alive.
It does. It brings people together as well. With everything that's going on in this world, it really is nice to have somewhere we can connect on a different level. And you don't have to be Greek and Middle Eastern, obviously, to come to these things. We have all kinds of cultures. Mm-hmm. And it brings people together. And you can sit down, have a cup of the Turkish coffee or maybe have a baklava or have a gyro, whatever, and just sit down and talk. And you kind of are forced to sit together with different people you don't always meet because there's tables and sometimes there's a seat there available. There's a seat on the other table and they're like, hey, can I sit with you? Sure. And then you network, meet, talk, and exchange stories in life.
Right.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. You are so right that this time of our existence, it's more important than ever that we start to make those kinds of connections and understand our differences, but appreciate them and then be okay with them and harmonize.
Yes, and accept everyone's different cultures. And we do have other cultures coming in to do some dances. We even have from Czechoslovakia, like different dancing. They're doing Greek dancing for us, but different also other countries. Mm. They're showing us their traditional dances because it's an actual group. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that was amazing. It gave me more of an international feel. And we all are different, but similar. You know, we're all humans and we all have different backgrounds. However, when we come together, we get it. Dancing is...
Yes.
Dancing is speaks of its own. That's
exactly
how I feel.
And so does eating.
Absolutely. That's my favorite.
There's a reason that eat is the first part of your little tagline.
Right?
Eat, drink, dance. Because
I mean,
there's so much great food.
And you have, and you could sit there for 8 hours and try and try four different meals, and you're like, shoot, I don't know which one I like the most. Hold on, let me go back and try something else.
Gotta go back and try some more.
There's vegetarian, there's meat, there's salads, there's, I mean, French fries. I mean, like, it's so much stuff. So yeah,
that's great. Yeah. Let's talk about some of this food because sure. This is very exciting. So tell us a little bit about what's on the menu. This is the part where you do need to bring your wallet so that you can purchase some of these
foods.
But attending the festival itself is free.
Yes. So okay. We do have steak shawarma and we have steak gyros. There's a little bit of a difference with those. The shawarma is spiced a little bit different. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit more of the Arabic spices, Middle Eastern spices. And we have a skewer with that meat and they cut it and then they put it into a nice pita sandwich with a little bit of a, like a tzatziki sauce, you know.
Mm-hmm. You're making me hungry right now.
Yeah, I know. It sounds so good. It's almost lunch. Right. And then the gyros is just spiced differently. It's a little bit more of a steak and then they kind of wrap that around a sandwich. Mm-hmm. We've got the chicken shawarma as well, kifta, which is ground meat with parsley and onions, and it's all ground up together, and it's freaking amazing.
Is it like a little meatball or
yes,
a patty?
It's
or?
Like a meatball,
okay,
but it's a little bit more oval-shaped.
Okay.
We try to be a little different, you know. And then there's the falafel sandwich. Everybody knows what falafel is,
yes.
I think. It's the garbanzo beans with the parsley and all of that grinded up together and then fried as a kind of a meatball, but it's a falafel.
Oh, so, that's
and that's vegetarian.
So good. And to try fresh falafels,
and it is done fresh. Yes. Everything is fresh in front of us. Sometimes that's why the line's a little bit longer because some of the food, you know, we're not able to catch up. However, you know, we have a system where we call the number out and people come pick up their food. So it's nice. The lamb shank plate.
Ooh, yum.
If you like a little more, you know, lamb, there you go. It comes with the rice and the tzatziki sauce. It's really, really good. It's a whole plate. It's fulfilling.
Okay.
My oldest, who's 17, eats that. Loves it.
So, oh, cool. How much is that lamb plate?
That one is $17 for the whole plate.
Okay.
And then we have just the other meat plate, which is like the two pieces of kifta, a chicken skewer, Greek salad, some rice, and a half a pita bread. That's $15.
Okay.
So technically, you can come for dinner and spend way less and get fresh food than going to wherever.
Exactly.
Other restaurants.
Yeah.
So. And there's different. There's vegetarian plates, a little bit less expensive, and the hot sandwiches. And then you could buy some things individually. So you can buy a plate spanakopita, which is $5. Some people love that. And there's a kifta if you want just the kifta. That's $4. So there's going to be a price list. It'll be also online. And that's something that you can come in. Yes, bring your wallet.
Bring your wallet so that you can enjoy some of this amazing food.
Yes.
Now, another thing that people think of when they think of Greek and Middle Eastern food is the amazing sweets that just have wonderful spice flavor, honey, phyllo, all different kinds of things.
So I'm going to talk a little bit about that and talk a little bit about... So. Again, I'm Linda. I'm part of this congregation, and I'm in the church. I've grown up as a Greek Middle Eastern young lady. I also sell real estate in Sonoma County. So my office, I'm affiliated with Keller Williams. So one of the things I want to do is if you were to hear this on the radio and come find me and just say, you know, baklava on Linda, I will offer to buy you a baklava. I've got these little coupons I'm going to give out to people when they come in, have a conversation, get to know each other and say, yeah, here you go. You know, and it may be where they don't want baklava. I don't know who wouldn't, but there are other desserts. There's kanafe, which is the shredded phyllo with like a cheese in the middle. It's like a Middle Eastern type cheese. It's really good. Mm-hmm. And it's drenched with the sweet sauce.
Oh, yummy.
I mean, that's like just thinking about it. Anyway, and then there's the graibe. So graibe is what we call it when we were little was es cookies. It looks like sugar cookies. It looks like when you wake at Christmas, but they're very they're much thicker and they're more shaped like an S with a little bit of a pine nut on top of it.
Oh, yum.
And those are perfect with coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's date cookies. Lukumatis is also the Greek dessert and harissa. So there's six or seven different types of desserts that will be displayed there. But come find me and I will offer to buy you your dessert.
I love that. So look for Linda for baklava or another little cookie or treat.
Just ask for realtor Linda.
There you go. You'll find her. So much fun. So besides our live entertainment, we've got some great dancing, cultural dancing that you can see. You can just get up and dance too. That's a lot of fun. There's a DJ there, a singer as well. You've got this wonderful cuisine. Tell us about the marketplace.
Yes. So that's where I'm going to be mostly standing is the marketplace. So what we have there is we offer to people to come in and take a look and see, okay, how is it that you, what are the spices we use with the meats? What are the spices we, how do we make hummus, like fresh hummus? How do we spice up the kifta? So we have those products to sell as well. And all that gets donated back to the church. And so what it is we have a display. We have tahina sauce, which is what goes in hummus, and baba ganoush. And it goes on salads, like the Greek salads too. We make that special, different salad with that. We've got dolmas. So we, it's funny, there's canned dolmas. I mean, believe it or not, you know, just like everything else. Yeah. It's actually pretty good. You know, it's vegetarian. So we do sell those.
Okay.
We have olive oil. We have different spices. We have za'atar. So za'atar is like an oregano, and it's like an oregano with sesame seeds. And many times what we do is we mix it with olive oil and put it on a piece of bread and toast it. And
yum.
It's all vegetarian. Amazing. So we've got all that, and we'll have some watermelon seeds, and they're salted. People love to just sit, kind of like sunflower seeds. People love to sit and just
munch on them.
So we're gonna have that. So that's where I'm gonna be with my husband most of the time.
What about rose water? I think there is rose water too.
Okay. So rose water is also used for desserts. And believe it or not, it's also used if you have a stomach ache. You could take a little sip of it with water.
Look at that.
It's actually helped my kids when they were little.
Nice.
So,
okay.
stuff that you learn, right?
Yeah.
Come to me and you're like, I have a stomach ache. Here you go. So I got you. All nice.
That's amazing. I love it. So that's a really fun way to, after you've had a little bit of food, say, oh my gosh, this I want to try to recreate at home, or at least get these flavors started into my own food
and
my own
pantry. And I've had people come up to me and ask me for recipes, and I'd sat there and wrote it out for them, or I would email it to them. And because, you know, you can Google it and you'll get 30 different types of recipes. However, when you're at the event, you're like, well, how do you make it? Because you actually make it every day. And I was like, well, here, it's so simple.
I love that.
Just tend to overcomplicate it. So.
Yeah. And that's another great way to bring cultures together, to take that food, to understand a little bit more about it, be curious, and then incorporate it into your own food.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Very cool. Yeah. And then besides the marketplace, you also have sort of like a little boutique and a place where people can get henna tattoos.
We do have the henna tattoo, and that's something that everybody loves.
Since
you don't want a permanent tattoo, then go get a henna tattoo. See how you feel for a few days, and you might be like, oh, this is not, thank God it washes off. So, but it's fun because even from 5-year-olds to 50-year-olds, you know, everybody's like, oh, I want to try something. They'll put their name, or they'll put their favorite character. She does some beautiful floral-looking things, butterflies for the ladies, like, tend to go that way. And the boys, like my sons, they always want, like, a tiger or something, you know, very masculine, or cross, you know, or they put their name, like, look at me. And I was like, oh, God. But, you know, it's like, we know your name. You don't need a name tag, but it's cool, you know.
That's
so
great.
And those are really nice. And people put them on their hands. And it's traditional. And so what happens is, in our culture, when people, before they get married, they do like a henna party. That's the older tradition. And they put it all over their palm, their hand. And it's just, it's like a blessing, you know, and that's really what they look at it. And it lasts for a couple of days. It's like being blessed. Like, here, you're going to be like beautified. And so for them, henna is beautiful. And that's, and they really are.
Yeah.
Like, people put them all over, like on their legs, on their shoulders, on their hands.
Sure. So. Yeah. But they are super beautiful.
They really are.
And it's kind of meditative to sit there and to let them do, put this little henna paste on your hand.
I mean,
and
the
patterns.
Young lady who does them is
gorgeous.
So patient.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
And does it in such a way where I'm falling asleep watching her. And she's got patience, because that's a lot of technique and making sure that the curves are perfectly matched with the other curves and the flower. And I was just like, I don't have to take patience for that, but it's amazing. So when she does it, it's really nice.
That's
really,
so
really pretty.
Cool. Do you know about what the price range is for
the
henna tattoos?
The price is depending on the size.
Size of
so
what
sometimes
you're
they're like $10, sometimes they're $20, sometimes they're $5. It just, I know for like little ones, they're probably $5.
Okay.
You know, so, but they can last a good week if you take care of it.
Sure. Yeah.
It's
they're
kind of fun.
Super fun to have.
Yeah.
I love doing henna tattoos.
Me too.
All right. You've got a hookah lounge. Tell us about this.
For those people who would like to try something different, we have flavored hookah lounge. So flavored tobacco at the hookah lounge. And so what happens is you come over there and you pay a certain amount, and I'm not sure the amount, to be honest with you, but, they'll get the hookah ready for you with the charcoal, and then you have flavors. There's apple, there's, I believe, raspberry, and all kinds of fruits. And I think there's mango. I think that one smells really nice. It makes me tempted. But anyway, so that's something. And so the gentlemen who are taking care of that lounge will bring it to you. You tell him where you're sitting. He'll bring it to you, and you can kind of hang out. They try to keep the hookah on one side just because there's some people that don't like it. But it's just a nice sitting down, have a cup of coffee or eat and have a hookah, you know, smoke the hookah. So, I mean, that's what we got. So
yeah. And there's really cool pictures of this. This is a traditional kind of a thing that is
absolutely
enjoyed in cafes or in homes. And so to appreciate that aspect of the culture as well and to give it a try.
Right.
If you've never tried it, if it's something that you're into, that's another really cool thing to try.
Yeah. It's just you get the full experience when you come to this festival.
Yeah. I love it. Again, the 13th annual Greek and Middle Eastern Festival is September 7th and 8th. It's noon to 9 p.m. each day. There's free admission. There's also free parking. You don't have to pay for parking.
Nope.
Sometimes that gets sprung on you and you're like, wait a minute. No.
Yeah.
No fees for parking. You can park for free. And where is the location again?
It's in Rohnert Park at 7311 College View Drive. So it's in between Valero Gas Station and Rotten Robbie. We're kind of behind it. It's kind of inside the street. So you'll see it. There's going to be signs and people. We might have somebody directing people. So, and there's parking right next to it.
Okay.
Plenty of parking.
Great.
And you just walk across the street.
Great. And also, this is a benefit for your church. So tell us a little bit about the church.
Yes. So the church has been there for about 13 years now. I mean, we actually maybe 15 years. We started the festival a little bit afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And we have people from all over that come to the church and don't have, like I said, you don't have to be Greek or Middle Eastern. We have people that are Russian that come in. We have people that are American born and just want to understand the culture more and come to church, and some become Greek Orthodox, some don't. What we do, though, is this festival helps obviously pay for some of the bills that we have at the church, right? There's electrical and everything, and everybody knows, just like your homes. And we also give back. So we do have people in our community that may need some help. You know, maybe they don't have a home, or maybe they don't have a car. They don't have enough money for gas or food or clothes, and they have a big family, or it's them by themselves. We do have a fund for that. And on our little fund of charity fund through the church, we give that to them.
That's great.
Without telling everybody who they are. It's very private. Mm-hmm. There are a couple people in our church that have had a hard time, especially after the fires.
Yeah.
And that was something like in 2017 that we did also give back to some of the people that have lost their homes. They're all doing better now, and some are rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something where I come into is like I help them out with the real estate portion of it.
That's
great.
But
the church itself really does help them get back on their feet. I mean, sometimes it's just gas money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some people don't have support. So we're there, and they can come to our church and sit and talk. And we have, you know, after church, we have coffee hour in the hall, and some people come in and say, hey, this is great. Thank you for inviting me. What can I do to help? And people who are volunteering at the festival are not just church members. We've got their families coming to help us as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice. It's just a really nice community.
Yeah, yeah. And to have that connection, the fellowship of church, obviously the spirituality of church can be very helpful for people in times of need.
Yeah.
And really affirming for those who are comfortable and good, but know that they can give back and help those who really need that extra help.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Can people tour the church there?
So we do have church tours, and some of the days it's like one of them, I think on Saturday is going to be at 1 o'clock, and another time, I think on Sunday, you can still go into the church and sit and pray or meditate, or just enjoy the cool air, you know, if it's hot, who knows how it's going to be next weekend. However, yes, there are some church tours, and the priest will elaborate a little bit more about what are those icons mean?
Yes.
You know, what's the beautiful art that we have in the churches? What does that mean? What is that one? What's the colors mean? There's different meanings for everything in the church. The iconography in our church is amazing.
Mm.
And a lot of it was done back home, like in Jordan and Greece. And so we brought that over.
Wow, that's really cool.
It is. It is really nice. And most of the people that have painted them are monks or priests.
Mm-hmm.
And so they, you know, they donate it. And so it's something that if somebody's just curious, you know, you don't have to be, like I said, you don't have to be Greek Orthodox. You could be non-denominational and just really curious. And that's fine. And we, the priests that we have at our church that help are amazing and very, very good-hearted. And they say, hey, I'll sit with you and talk to you. Sure, tell me a little bit more. And You can come do a confession if you want, whatever.
That's
whatever
great. You... That's great. Or if you just appreciate art and would like to see that some too. Very interesting art.
I mean, half the time we travel to these different countries to see their churches and their art. And you're not always going to be a part of that congregation, but you just want to be curious, and that's what we get to.
Yeah. That's so great. So the 13th Annual Greek and Middle Eastern Festival, it is filled with so much good food. Yum. The event is free September 7th and 8th. From noon to 9 p.m. each day. It's at 7311 College View Drive in Rohnert Park. Lots of great live entertainment. Plenty of things for kids to do, even for kids who may be like, I don't want to go. But they're going to have so much fun because there's a great game truck that is high tech with lots of fun opportunities to play video games and compete against each other and have some fun camaraderie there. The international marketplace where you could pick up something to take home with you. Great boutiques. The hookah lounge. Get a henna tattoo. And meet your neighbors. I think we all do better when we know each other a little bit better.
Understand that. And just really keep an open mind and just understand what people, where they come from and what's, how can we all just learn to live together no matter what culture we are.
Right. Exactly. And also the little bonus, Linda has said, if you find realtor Linda, that's her, and ask for some baklava, she will treat you.
Yes, I will. Don't come back three times, though.
Just one time per person.
That would be hilarious.
That would be very fun. All right. Well, Linda Tams is the advertising chair for the 13th Annual Greek and Middle Eastern Festival. Again, coming up September 7th and 8th in Rohnert Park at 7311 College View Drive, noon to 9 p.m. Free event. Please come and learn more about different cultures and bring your pocketbooks. You can have some fun and eat some great food. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
This is Sonoma County Focus.